At the top of the news this Sunday evening, Pope Benedict XVI is in the final day of his apostolic voyage to Brazil, where earlier today at the Holy Sanctuary of Our Lady of Aparecida, the largest Marian shrine in the world, a congregation of hundreds of thousands gathered within the vast square to celebrate Mass with the Holy Father. Joining us now live on the line from Brazil is our own Eimear McCarthy. Good evening, Eimear.
Good evening, Chris.
Eimear, what emphasis did the Holy Father place on this evening's inauguration of the Fifth General Conference of the Episcopate, the bishops of Latin America and the Caribbean, the CELOM, during this morning's Mass?
Well, Chris, it really was the center of the Mass itself, which, of course, just concluded under an hour ago. In the Pope's own words, the liturgical celebration is the most solid foundation for the Fifth Conference. He said it sets out on a firm basis of prayer and the Eucharist. Only the love of Christ poured out by the Holy Spirit, he said, can make this meeting an authentic ecclesial event, a moment of grace, not only for this continent, Chris, but for the entire world. Quoting a passage from today's Gospel of John, "If a man loves me, he will keep my word," Pope Benedict said there must always be space for the word of God. He noted that the New Testament presents Christ as the missionary of the Father's love. The Church, he said, considers herself the disciple and missionary of this love. In a very moving passage of his homily, Chris, which was loudly applauded, he said, "This is the priceless treasure that is so abundant in Latin America." He said, "This is her most precious inheritance, faith in the God who is love. This is the faith that has made America the continent of hope. Not a political ideology, not a social movement, not even an economic system." He said, "Faith in the God who is love." Now, Pope Benedict concluded, "If the beauty of heaven is the glory of God," in other words, his love, "then it is charity and in charity alone that we can approach it and to a certain degree dwell within it even now." Interestingly enough, during the course of his homily, the Pope announced that he was gifting his encyclical, Deus Caritas Est, to all those present, and he asked the faithful to accompany the Congress with their prayers. So, Chris, once again, the recurring themes of this trip at the center of the Pope's homily, the Gospel, unity in the Church, mission and charity.
Eimear, authorities report that over 500,000 people were there to participate in the celebration. What was the atmosphere on the ground?
The sanctuary was besieged, Chris. To give our listeners just a small idea, the Basilica itself is second only to St. Peter's inside. Now, earlier this week, I went to see the shrine myself, and it took me 20 minutes to walk around the square. Speaking to one of the Redemptorist priests, who are confessors at the shrine, he told me that the square before the Basilica can hold upwards of 500,000 people. This morning, that square was full, but not only. The surrounding car parks and grounds were also filled to capacity with families, parishes, banners, representing the hundreds of lay movements present. Chris, the shrine lies in a river valley surrounded by low hills, making it a natural theatre of sound. And well, I don't think I've ever heard the Ave Maria being recited in perfect unison by over 500,000 people, but it really sent shivers down my spine, I can tell you. And pray and sing they did, Chris. They participated. Their participation in the Mass was total and somewhat deafening. Now, it is important to note that at this morning's Mass, compared to Friday's canonization in Sao Paulo, there was a far greater number of pilgrims from countries beyond Brazil, Mexico, Uruguay, Paraguay, Colombia, Venezuela, and as well as that, a smaller contingent representing the Caribbean Church. They had been travelling for weeks to make it to the great gathering at Aparecida by bus, bicycle, any means of transport they could find. Well aware of this, directly after the Mass, the Pope gave his Regina Caeli address, not only in Portuguese, but in Spanish, French, and in English. Let's listen.
I warmly greet all the English-speaking groups present today. Families stand at the heart of the Church's mission of evangelization, for it is in their home that our life of faith is first expressed and nurtured. Parents, you are the primary witnesses to your children of the truths and values of your faith. Pray with and for your children. Teach them by example of fidelity and joy. Indeed, every disciple, spurred on by word and strengthened by sacrament, is called to mission. It is a duty from which no one should shy away, for nothing is more beautiful than to know Christ and to make him known to others. May Our Lady of Guadalupe be your model and guide. God bless you all.
And Eimear, the Pope's final appointment of this, his sixth apostolic voyage, is the inauguration of the Fifth General Conference later today, where he will address the continent's bishops. What are the expectations ahead of this event?
Yes, Chris, this really is the culmination of the Pope's journey to Brazil. This conference is why he came. This message, which he will give to the 230 delegates gathered here in Aparecida, is what everybody, the church, lay and religious, are waiting for. And not only, the over 3,000 journalists following the Pope here are literally dying to find out what his guidelines will be for the bishops as they prepare to enter 3 weeks of debate and discussion on the state of the church in the world's most Catholic continent. Because the Pope himself has repeatedly underlined that this message to the fifth conference will be just that, guidelines, advice, observations. He is not laying down rules or dictates here. As the Bishop of Rome, he is giving his input to the opening session, and then he is leaving it in their hands as pastors of the local church to come up with the ideas to give new impetus to the life of the church in the region.
Thank you very much, Eimear.
Thank you, Chris.